when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit rip-offs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Hanging in a jar.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good times.
Mississippi, here we come. Right back where we started from.
Don't you know the words?
Sure, Ma.
Mississippi,
here we come.
Oh, Ma.
What's the matter?
Now you wrapped a gravy bowl in Clifton Davis. I was going to frame it.
Why would you want to frame a gravy bowl?
Oh, Ma, you know what I mean. Now look at it. Clifton's all wrinkled.
Well, now you know what he's going to look like when he gets old.
Well, I'll just have to iron him out.
You can't. I just packed the iron in Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, Ma, why couldn't you use the help wanted section? You know we won't be needing that anymore.
Amen to that. I knew your daddy would do it for us. I just knew it. When I got that letter from James telling us that his uncle had offered him half interest in the garage business, it was like Martin Luther King saying, free at last, free at last.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Come on now, if everything is going to be so great in Mississippi, why don't we buy new dishes there instead of taking these old ones?
Oh, Thelma. These dishes are precious to me. I served your daddy his first breakfast on them the morning after we got married.
Was he hungry, Mom?
Have mercy.
He was hungry.
Mississippi, here I come. Hey, Mom, this is the only box I could find.
Well, you sure couldn't have looked too hard.
I looked and I asked everybody for empty boxes, including Mr. Ferguson.
The mortician?
Yeah, but he said he didn't have any empties. You know, it's not easy moving on 2 days' notice.
I know, Michael, but your daddy is getting impatient. The last letter I got from James was so full of love, it could have steamed itself open.
And Wilona's party is tonight, and goodbye telegrams are coming in.
Yeah, I wrote three of them myself.
Well, I can't believe we're really moving. Oh, I wonder what it's going to be like being rich.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. We're not going to be rich. But we will be better off than we are now.
We can be poor and still be better off than we are now.
Well, he's home again. He's out of sight. Feast your eyes on kid Dynamite.
When I said we were traveling light, I didn't mean your head.
It's like you got cornrows, only the crop fails.
Oh, you wouldn't talk that way to Otis Sistrunk, Kojak, Isaac Hayes. For your information, little girl, this flip side of an afro has a certain daring, a certain presumptuousness,
a certain baldness. What is that? JJ, you're not wearing earrings.
Only one. Only one. Because one is a sign of macho. Two is a sign of la-di-da.
I think it's silly.
Now his head is perfect all around. Empty on the outside and empty inside. Hey, that's my earring.
That's right. That's right.
Take it off.
You don't need
it. You don't
wear my ugly face on cabbage head.
I'm not going to have that hassling. All right, JJ, give Thelma her earring.
Yeah, your goldfish.
Don't wear my tube anymore.
Now tell me you go and pack those dishes. And JJ, do something about your head.
All right. Y'all ask me to do something about my head? Check this out. There you go. Let's go, JJ!
This is no time for fun and games. Now come on and help us with the movie.
Oh. Saved by the bell!
I'll get that. It's probably your daddy.
Hello? Who do you want to speak to? Mr. Goosebumps.
That's for me. Patenois. Hello there. Mr. Goosebumps here. Oh, that Mr. Goosebumps.
Thanks, Turkey. Hey, Jed, why don't you mind your business? This is private. Hello? Oh, hi, Luann. Well, I'm helping around the house right now. Well, I'm the only one here who's working. What? Oh, okay. All right. See you.
Ma, Luann wants to see me. She got to tell me something.
Well, I...
Our little brother is growing up, JJ. We're going to have to teach him about the birds and the bees.
Well, I'll deal with the birds and you'll deal with the bees.
With anything, you get those paintings off the wall.
I don't know if I should trust my life's work to those moving men, you know? They're always dropping things, breaking things, bumping into things. You think President Ford started out as a moving man?
Just put them in a carton. As long as you don't mark it fragile, they'll be all right.
This apartment has so many memories. You think I'm gonna miss it?
Not me. The way Daddy writes about Mississippi sounds like the promised land.
Oh, yeah? If that's the promised land, what are all those Jewish folks doing in Tel Aviv?
I remember when my folks left the South to come here. Chicago was gonna be the golden opportunity.
I guess a lot of black people felt that way when they came up north, huh, Ma?
Well, it seems the only right move at the time. Do you know when we left Mississippi, they still had separate facilities for blacks and whites?
Yeah, but all that's changed now. Now when you gotta go, all you gotta do is raise your hand and they bust you to another John.
Wouldn't it be awful if on our way down to Mississippi, we met some sisters and brothers on their way to Chicago, and we both said, go back, go back!
Well, have no fear, because once JJ gets there, the South shall rise again.
Hey, you're gonna have Buckman up here.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
Here's the suitcase I said lend you. You know, I was saving this for my next honeymoon, but the hinges are getting all rusty, and so am I.
Lorna, we gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you and James and Thelma and Michael.
Something wrong with you? You almost forgot the unforgettable me.
Oh, you know I was just jiving. Honey, if you was just 20 years older.
Then you'd be 20 years older too, Alona.
Wrong. I'd only be 10 years older.
Alona, you got a lot to learn about arithmetic.
JJ, you got a lot to learn about women.
Well, then how come I got coming to the party tonight, Samantha the Human Panther, Wendy the Wonder Woman, and Olivia the Octopus?
Honey, that ain't no guest list. That's roll call at a circus. That's cool. Invite everybody. You got the biggest, bumpingest, foot-stompingest splash I ever threw. Hey!
Oh, by the way, Willona, thanks for holding the party at our apartment.
Willona, don't make the party too terrific, or we won't want to leave.
That's the general idea.
You'll make friends with the people who move in here.
How am I going to make friends with people I hate?
Willona, you don't even know the people.
It don't matter. I'm not going to like anybody that tries to take your place.
Oh, Willona.
I'm so happy for you. I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Who is it?
Me.
Me who?
Me, the janitor.
Oh, good. I finally get a chance to tell this dude off.
JJ, if Bookman finds out we're moving, he'll find a way to get us out of here before we're ready to get us out of here.
You mean I can't get even with this dude for ripping us off all these years?
Later. Now get these boxes out of sight.
Coming. We're all getting decent. Good afternoon, folks. Well, it was good till you got here. What do you want, Bookman? Do I detect a note of hostility? You detect the whole symphony. Yeah, well, you'll change your mind when you hear the good news.
You're going to Angola as a mercenary.
The hot water's coming on again the first thing in the morning.
What do you mean, again?
Well, it's being turned off again tonight.
Oh. Hey, what are we going to do about bathing?
Why don't you folks learn to take cold showers like me?
Because we're not married to Mrs. Bookman.
I'll remember that remark the next time your old man asks for a favor.
Look here, Bookman. I've had the final straw.
Not now, J.J.
Bookman is just leaving.
Arrivederci, Lardo.
Who do you think you're calling Arrivederci? I was born right here in Chicago.
Oh, Mark, how you let me tell that dude off?
Because we still got two more days to live here. So unless you want to sleep on a concrete mattress, don't make waves.
When I get my chance, I'm going to make a typhoon.
Typhoon what?
Margaret, are you all right?
Michael, wait a minute now. What happened with you and Luann out there? Because if I think what happened happens, this calls for a celebration!
Wait a minute. Could it be that Graham's got his nose open?
In love, Michael!
He left here a boy but came back a man! Just as I long left. My man, I knew all the time he was going to make this would happen.
Why don't y'all cut it out? I am in love. And I'm not going to Mississippi.
Oh, don't worry, it's just puppy love.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. A week from now, he won't even know who this chick is. Right? He done forgot all about her.
I don't care what anybody says, I'm not leaving Chicago.
Michael, if this is supposed to be some kind of joke like JJ's wig, I don't think it's funny. And you're upsetting Ma.
Michael, you can't stay here by yourself. Where would you live?
I could stay with Willona.
You can't stay with Willona.
I can't so stay with Willona.
Doesn't anyone want to ask Willona?
Well?
Well, leave Willona out of this.
Go on home and get ready for the party. See y'all later.
All right, Michael. What's this all about?
Well, Mom, I'm in love with Luann, and she's in love with me. That's what she had to tell me.
Michael, don't you think you're a little young for all this?
Romeo and Juliet were young.
Michael, you want to end up OD'd like them?
JJ, please don't make jokes. You've had many girlfriends before, but this is the first one for me.
Michael, don't be juvenile. Now, there are a lot of pebbles on the beach.
Except all the beaches are closed because of pollution.
Well, I don't care. I'm not going.
Oh, I don't believe this. Everything's set for us to go. The party is tonight, telegrams are coming in, and Michael's worrying about his Little League romance.
Now, stop that, Thelma. This is important to Michael.
That's right. It's the first time I've ever been in love, and it took me 14 years to get to it. I don't want to wait another 14 years for the next one.
Michael. Nothing will ever again be as sweet as your first love. But you're gonna fall in love so many times, you won't be able to keep up count with it. Michael. Sweetheart, the reason your father went down to Mississippi is to make a new and better life for his family. Now, I know how important Luann is, but your father wants us in Mississippi. And where your daddy wants us to go is where we're going. So you're just gonna have to tell Luann.
But Ma, I don't know how.
Oh, the words will come. You'll see.
Don't worry, Michael, I'll help you. We can tell her and Olivia the octopus at the party tonight. I just hope with all that crying Olivia's gonna be doing, she don't water down the Kool-Aid.
I don't know.
Michael, We can't pass up this opportunity to get out of the ghetto because it may never come again. Now, if you don't want to come along with us, that's tough because you're going anyway if I have to drag you by the ear.
Child, sweet magnolia blossom. This sure is a nice little cotillion you all fixed up for us all, and us all sure appreciate y'all going through the problems.
Oh, JJ, are you high? Or is your mouth out of order?
No, I'm just burning up on how to talk Southern.
Oh, they don't talk like that anymore.
Shows y'all much you know. I got that from Jimmy Carter's acceptance speech.
Luann ain't here yet.
Oh, she'll be here, Michael. Girls like to make an entrance.
They sure do. In the meantime, run and get me some ice cubes, okay?
All right. And if Luann comes while I'm gone, you lay off JJ and no funny looks, Thelma.
She can't help it. She was born with that face.
Hey, watch out, cool it. I told her we were a non-violent family.
Uh-huh. Now, why'd you do that?
Woo! Lodi, you sure put on some spread.
Oh, thank you, sugar. You just better be talking about that food.
Funny, your name just happens to slip my mind.
Yes, that is funny.
Just give me the initials. I'll come right up with it.
I doubt it.
Hold on. Then just give me your name. I'll come up with the initials. Nancy. Mary. Edie. Roxanne. Teresa. Linda. Michelle. Am I getting warm?
No. You're getting cold. Hi, Luann.
Hi, Michael.
Luann. I knew I'd come up with it.
Hey, wanna dance?
All right.
All right. Hey, JJ, when we gonna tell the girl?
Later, later. All right.
Hey, Ralph, over here.
Hey, JJ.
Hey.
You have not danced with me all night.
Olivia, you see what's happening is that there's so many foxes here that I have to dance with them in alphabetical order, and I'm only up to the G's.
Well, just call me Go Livy.
Look out, dancing on. Turning around.
Hey, JJ, when we gonna tell the girls?
Later, bro. The night is young, and I am so beautiful.
I've had some complaints about the music and the noise.
What?
The music and the noise!
I can't hear you for the music and the noise!
Hey, Booker, baby, I don't remember inviting you to my party.
Yeah, didn't you read the sign? Come as you are, unless you are the janitor.
Right. You know, on top of all the other trouble you've caused around here, now... On top of all the trouble you've caused around here, now this. You know, I've had complaints from two tenants. Mrs. Evans, you know the rules. Three complaints and you're out.
You said you only had two complaints, Patsy.
The third complaint was when Mrs. Evans said she couldn't understand what I was saying.
Oh, that's it. JJ, he's all yours. Tell him.
Well, Mr. Bookman, Mr. Bookman, or as you more affectionately known, Buffalo Butt. You are so dumb that if you tried to flush a toilet, you couldn't even if the instructions were written on the handle. Furthermore, your dumbness is only exceeded by your fatness. Whenever you have to go to the movie, you have to get two tickets, one for each side of the aisle. You are so mean that if you ever went to get a heart transplant, you'd be plumb out of luck because you wouldn't have nothing to trade in. That's right.
Okay, that's all right. You guys have had it. You're out. Spell O-U-T. Evicted, gone, bye.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't fire us because we quit.
What are you talking about?
That's right. We move it to Mississippi, and you know how that's spelled. Uh-huh. M. I, crooked letter, I. Crooked letter, I. Hump back, I.
You can take this apartment and stuff it in your furnace. Oops. Maybe some of the other tenants will get some heat.
I'm appalled.
Oh, J.J., you were great. You couldn't have done it better if you were James himself.
Hey, J.J., now do we tell the girls that we're leaving them?
Well, now's as good a time as any, but let me do the talking. Ladies, me and Michael have something very, very, very important to tell you.
Yeah.
See how hard she's taking it, Michael?
Yeah, I see.
See, our whole family, which encompasses Michael and myself, are moving to Mississippi.
Oh, no! I don't believe it!
I believe it.
Hey! About Saturday night.
Hey, Michael, check this out. She's in a state of shock.
She looks like she don't care to me.
Michael, that's the worst kind of shock.
Well, if you don't want me to go, then I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, Michael, of course I don't want you to go. But I know you have to be with your family.
I'll write you every day.
And I'll come visit you when school's out.
Come visit me on Easter, too.
Yeah, and Christmas.
Hey, and summers, too.
Right.
Hey, J.J., what about
the time? Now's as good a time as any to read them.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears and all the rest that's attached.
Oh, come on.
We're about to read the telegrams now.
All right.
We started evening off with just 7 wives, and now we got 12.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Inflation.
All right.
I'll take one.
Well, let me read this thing here. All right, now. It says, good luck on your move. May there always be a place in your heart and on your sofa for me. Signed, Grandpa.
Now, Marie, listen to this one.
Sounds like a great party, but wish it was somewhere else. Sign the people downstairs.
Oh, we are not invited.
I got one. It says here that 10 votes in your name have been stuffed in a ballot box in Chicago. Signed, Alderman Fred Davis.
Oh, who needs a
joke? Come on now, this is a cute one. Chicago's loss is Mississippi's gain. Signed, Gladys Knight.
And these three here must be from the Pips.
Oh.
Hold it. Here's one from Mississippi.
That must be from James.
From Dad, let me check this out here.
If it's from Mississippi, it's mine.
Oh,
probably one of your daddies. Have mercy.
Right. Open it, Flo.
Oh, Mrs. James Evans. That's me.
All right, let's go ahead on.
We regret to inform you that your husband, James Evans, was killed in an automobile.
Oh, my God.
Videotape in front of a studio audience.